Hello everyone and welcome. It is the GUI Precap. It's a recap of all the things that have happened for the week of May 20th, 2019, before it happens. My name is Bruce, and let's get started with the GUI pick of the week. Yeah, I know Aladdin is coming out this weekend, but I've already seen that movie. I want to see something I haven't seen before. So my pick of the week is going to be Brightburn. This is basically the story of Superboy if he was a murderous, psychopathic 10-year-old boy. It's the what-if story if Superman was evil. That just looks really interesting to me. But who knows? It may be crap. For TV pages, on Monday, ABC has the finale of The Fix. NBC has the finale of The Enemy Within. Fox has the premiere of Beat Shazam. And CW has the finale of Legends of Tomorrow. For Tuesday, CBS has the finale of NCIS and then the premiere of Blood and Treasure. ABC has Family Housewives, The Kids Are All Right, Blackish, and Bless This Mess, all of their finales. NBC has the finale of The Village and the live finale of The Voice. Fox has their finale for Mental Samurai. USA Network has the finales for Ms. and Mrs. and Growing Up Christy. And Information Discovery has the premiere of Diabolical. For Wednesday, CBS has the finale of SEAL Team. ABC has live in front of a studio audience Norman Lear's All in the Family and The Jeffersons live. I love these shows growing up, so I'm going to check this out. You also have the finale of Whiskey Cavalier. NBC has the finales of Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, and Chicago PD. Fox has MasterChef Celebrity Family Showdown. You think you got enough title in there. Thursday, CBS has the premiere of Elementary, and ABC has a special This is Farrah Fawcett. NBC has Red Nose Day, and BBC America has the finale of Top Gear. For Friday, CBS has the premiere of Whistleblower, and CW has the finale of Dynasty. For Saturday, CBS has the finale of Ransom, and HBO has the premiere of Halloween. For Sunday, AMC has the finale of Killing Eve and the Discovery of Witches. For box office results, in fifth place you have The Hustle. In fourth place, A Dog's Journey. Third place has Pokemon Detective Pikachu. Second place has Avengers Endgame. It's not in the first place, Mark. What's in first place? Well, it's John Wick Chapter 3 Parabellum. Something finally knocked off Endgame. It was bound to happen sooner or later, but hey, it had a good run. For movies, yes, Aladdin and Brightburn are both coming out this week. You also have a comedy. It looks like a young girl's version of Superbad, which is called Booksmart. For DVDs, you have How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, The Upside, and Isn't It Romantic? For online services, Netflix, you have Wanda Sykes, Not Normal, After Maria, She's Gotta Have It, Season 2, and What If, which is not the comic book series that's going to be coming out later. This is something completely different. And then you have The Perfection. Hulu has Catch-22. For video games, the only thing coming out is Team Sonic Racing. And for GUI News, Monday Trivia is at Fallout. You have new episodes of GUI Podcast, Smack My Pitch Up, Geek Father, and Beautiful Disasters. Now let's go over that schedule for the Geeks Under the Influence panels at GalaxyCon for the week of May 31st through June 2nd. GUI has a panel at 7:30 p.m. on Friday the 31st. June 1st has three GUI network shows. You have Geek Fathers at 10:30 a.m., Beautiful Disasters at 4:45 p.m., and Smack My Pitch Up at 8:15 p.m. Finally, Sunday, you have the Adventures of Podcasting panel for those who you are sick enough to try to start your own podcast. That's at 3:30 p.m. Now, we're going to keep the party going Sunday with a new live recording of Booze Clues. Join us for the investigation of the world's most spirited headlines. We'll be back at the Dark Room and the historic Hofheimer Building on June 2nd. Doors open at 6, show starts at 7. I'm actually going to be there on stage, so you should check it out. For one more thing, if you had traveled back in time to the year 2012, you would have read news about a musical adaptation of Back to the Future being in the works. You'd have seen the same rumors at 2014 and 2015. Well, it seems that just a year into the future, we're going to see this happen again. According to Playbill, the Back to the Future musical will have its world premiere on February 20th, 2020, in the Manchester Opera House in the United Kingdom. It will remain there through May 17th before heading to a not-named-yet theater in the West End of London. There's no U.S. engagements as of yet. We'll see if it lasts that long. Bob Zemeckis and I have been trying to get this project off of the ground for years, but good things take time, and finally, the time is right. That's according to Bob Gale, the franchise's co-creator and writer of the musical's book. Our cast is outstanding. The songs are fantastic. The director, John Rando, is... Rando? Really? Okay. The director, John Rando, is going to be doing an amazing job ensuring the show truly captivates the feel and the magic of the movie. We're thrilled that we can retell our story on stage at the brand new way. And we're certain that Back to the Future fans all over the world will share our enthusiasm. In the words of Marty McFly, your kids are going to love it, and so will you, and so will your parents. Actor Oli Dodson will be playing Marty. Doc Brown has yet to be revealed. Songs such as The Power of Love and Johnny B. Goode will be prominently featured, as well as Alan Silverstein's musical score, as well as some new songs they're going to be doing for the production. So, in a world where you have musicals such as Beetlejuice, Mean Girls, Pretty Woman, and King Kong right now, why not Back to the Future? If it captures just a hint of the movie's perfection, it may be a massive hit. Who knows? All right, this has been the GUI Precap. You can follow along with all of the fun times at GUIPodcast.com. If you want to contact us, email us, geeksundertheinfluence@gmail.com. Call us, 804-505-4484. That's 804-505-4GUI. My name is Bruce, and of course, all of these things happen. I'm from the future. And be nice to each other.
GUIPodcast.com.